Kawatea, 6:03 a.m. We'll get back to You Never Walk Alone, because that's not what's happening down in Opotiki. I'm talking now with Waitene Horsfall, who is the CEO of the Whakatohia Māori Trust Board. And during the week, you may have heard reports that the government has granted licences for the establishment of a very serious sea farm off the coast of the Eastern Bay of Plenty. And we're joined by Waitene Horsfall to talk about the significance of the kaupapa for the Māori community down in the bay. A warm welcome. And I might also warn you that Waitene Horsfall is a very famous karaoke singer from Opotiki.
Oh.
Tēnā koe, Waitene. Lovely to talk with you. Okay. Eastern Sea Farms doesn't immediately ring as Māori, but obviously there's a strong Māori element to it.
Yes, well, there are three shareholders. The Whakatohia Māori Trust Board owns 54% of the shares. Sea Lords Nelson own 26%, and New Zealand Sea Farms, which are Pākehā people, they own the balance of the 20% of the shares.
What was a driving influence to bring the parties together?
Well, it goes back some years where the owners of the New Zealand Sea Farms, one is a marine biologist, his name is Tim Edwards, and his lawyer friend John Tidswell, who are both based in Nelson, they came up with this idea of developing a sea farm. And over many years of trial and error, this is where it all has finally come to. They were also involved through Sea Lords with the one at Kahungunu, that sea farm too.
Tēnā koe, what are you going to be farming?
Well, this is the beauty of this farm. First of all, the farm is 8.5 kilometres off the Opotiki coast, and if you went from the sea farm to Tauranga, that's about 100 km that way. And it's 3,800 hectares, which in ordinary layman terms, if you can think of two reasonably average sized sheep farms, that's the size of the water space we're talking about. Quite huge.
Massive. A mussel farm predominantly?
Well, the actual permit for the water space was based on mussels, because when it was first mooted, this farm, mussels were about $1,000 a tonne, so they almost gave you the right to print money. But of course, since then, like many other things, it's, the price of mussels has taken a dive, went down as low as $600 a tonne, and at the moment it's around about $700. At this level, it can still only just be profitable. However, we went to China in February and in September, following visits here by a Chinese company called Oriental Ocean Limited, and we've signed up an agreement with them to come and invest in our aquaculture area here in the Opotiki. And at the moment we are going to commission an organization called Cawthorn Institute, based in Nelson. They're a very reputable scientific organization that does research, particularly in the area of marine biology, etc. And they're going to come up with a list of the most profitable species that we can grow in our farm, and then we'll talk with our Chinese partners, and on that basis of that, we will proceed with the most profitable. But we will still put out lines for mussels. But we've got the Chinese, for example, their top selling product are sea cucumbers. When I was over there, we had some at a meal, and when the Chinese were looking, I spat them out. They're ghastly things. But they eat them because they got very, very good health benefits, whatever that may be. But it proves the point. If you eat food that tastes nice, it's probably no good for you. You should eat food that tastes terrible, and it's probably good for you. And so we're looking at that animal. That's what they call them, and we're also looking at finfish. We're looking at other high valued species to grow in certain areas of the farm. But we are still putting out lines for mussels.
Tēnā koe, look, I'm intrigued that it should be set up. Let's firstly look at the opposition, because every proposal has opponents. Obviously, this is out in the middle of the sea, so I guess some of the shipping and maritime industries might have had some concerns. Were they the major ones?
Well, that's right. Yes, of course, Sanford and Co., of course, because they said it was in their trawling line, etc. To me. But after going through the Environment Court and all the appeals were heard, and certain compromises were actually made by our people. Compromises mainly in terms of changing the conditions of the permit, not in terms of paying out money. And we're pleased to say that Sanford and others did sign off and they withdrew their appeals, and that enabled us to finally get the clearance which we got last week from the Minister of Conservation.
Well, tēnā koe, and that was sort of hard fought, because there has been a lot of frustration for Māori keen to get involved in aquaculture at the delays, the red tape needed to establish aquaculture initiatives. How have you evaluated the process?
Oh, it's been huge. It's been huge, all the hurdles that's been thrown up and the legislation and compliance, to the RMA have been very, very complex, but we've had scientists working for us, we've had, of course, lawyers, and it's cost ourselves and Sea Lords a huge amount of money, but we are actually pleased that we have finally overcome all those, because this is this is the biggest sea farm in New Zealand. Kahungundu, I think, that's been operating for a short while, and they're about 2,600 hectares, and there's one down in Pegasus Bay of a similar size. So this one is 3,800. So it really is a very, very big farm, and the Chinese are interested in, as I said earlier, in looking at the most profitable species to actually grow in this farm. And also, by the way, with our Chinese partner, they're very interested too in building onshore facilities for hatcheries, and also for building ponding areas where they can grow their sea cucumbers, etc. So we're looking at both onshore and out in our sea farm, as far as our joint venture deal with the Chinese is concerned.
Tēnā koe. If you've just joined us, Wātene Horsfall is the CEO of the Whakatohia Māori Trust Board, based in Opotiki. Obviously, we're aware that unemployment rates have been high in that Eastern Bay of Plenty settlement for a long time. Lovely people live there, but of course there's not a lot of work. This is going to help, isn't it? How many Māori workers might this get involved?
Well, initially, of course, very few, because the people coming over here from China and the local people that we will recruit are very technical people, scientists, engineers, all those kind of people. But in time, if the sea farm does get up and running to the level we hope, well, the benefits are enormous. However, to the extent that the locals will also benefit, it also depends upon the local council, the Opotiki Council, because they're working in tandem with us to develop an actual proper harbour entrance into Opotiki, because we have a harbour. It's a small harbour, but it needs dredging and it needs groins to be put in to stop the flood waters dropping more debris in the channel, all those kind of things, and to install the appropriate infrastructure. If that does go ahead, then of course a lot of the work can be done onshore in Opotiki. But if that doesn't go ahead for whatever reason, of course we've got to look at other options, like processing at sea, or sadly having to take the product to Tauranga. So, but if it does come to the port, as I said, that the enormous—that's where the jobs will actually come, not in the early stages, because as I said, they need skilled people to do all of the engineering and scientific work. But in the long run, if our port is developed, well, of course, there's no question about the benefits to our people here.
It stands to reason that Māori initiatives, when you go through all of the hoops that you have to jump in order to get things achieved, it would make sense to share that information with other iwi. Do you think that, you know, as trailblazers in this area, the biggest marine farm in New Zealand, that others may wish to talk with you about some of the problems you encountered in setting up the sea farm? And would you be willing to share that information in the hope of more iwi developing marine farms offshore?
Well, like for those kind of questions, like I always say, just send a check, don't bother coming. But yes, of course we will. Yes, of course. But we have certain intellectual property that we, of course, that we can't share. But if we can be of assistance to other iwi, okay, to fine. Yes, so you know that's the way that Maori do things. Okay, to fine.
And of course, this is quite an innovation. Is the Trust Board involved in any other sort of innovative ways of utilising resource, both on the sea or on the land?
Well, we are somewhat limited here. We are developing a economic plan for Rohe or Whakatohia. The board itself is heavily involved in dairying, etc., etc. But no, this sea farm is something very special, and very soon, like in the Eastern Bay, I think it's about $34,000 to buy 1 hectare. Or to buy a hectare of land because of the price of milk solids. And this area is very, very good for dairying, in fact, probably better than the Waikato. But if this farm takes off, the price per hectare on the water is going to greatly exceed the price of land. Yeah, so that's quite significant.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And so, you know, we have to, as far as, you know, while I am the CEO of the board, I don't want to go spreading our resources too widely. I want to concentrate them in areas that's going to get us the outcomes that we want. And so, so my plan over the next couple of years will be to just concentrate on having funds set aside to further this very, very important initiative, and to work, very close with our Chinese partners.
Well, tēnā koe, it's been great talking with you, and the check's in the mail. Tēnā koe, Watene. Thanks very much. Bye-bye now. Kia ora koe. That's Watene Horsfall. Watene is the CEO of Te Whakatohia Māori Trust Board. We've just secured the rights to establish a 3,800-hectare marine farm, an offshore marine farm, 8.5 kilometres off the coast of Opotiki in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. Go Whakatohia, go. That's what we've got to say to that. 9:28.